The career of basketball coach Jim Boeheim at Syracuse University now has an end date. His announced retirement in 3 years comes in the aftermath of an NCAA investigation into his program. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on the ending of the Boeheim era and what it means for Syracuse's men's basketball program.
The university says Boeheim's retirement in 3 years will allow for certainty in the program and a successful transition to new leadership. All eyes are on Mike Hopkins, Boeheim's assistant, who has long been viewed as the heir to the Orange Bench. Mike McAllister, who blogs about SU sports at Cuse Nation, says the Syracuse program will still be a major institution in college sports.
Syracuse is still a brand people are going to recognize, and assuming Hopkins can step in and keep things going, I don't think you'll see much of an impact as far as the quality of player that they're recruiting.
The 3 years also allows time for people to move on from this scandal before the Boeheim retirement party begins. McAllister says this investigation doesn't tarnish the coach's legacy.
And if you look at the rest of the fan base, I think largely it doesn't really impact where things stand, and I think his farewell tour will be a largely positive one, both at home and on the road.
Boeheim has never publicly shown himself to be one that cares much about legacy, even with 4 decades as coach of the Orange, but he's still a Hall of Fame coach with a national championship and more than 800 wins. He's not the only person leaving a job in the wake of the NCAA finding a pattern of poor control and academic fraud within the athletic program. As SU sports watchers predicted, Darryl Gross is stepping down immediately as athletic director. Rick Burton, the university's faculty representative to the NCAA, says Gross was not the fall guy in this scandal.
We as a university, we collectively, we as one university, own the responsibility of our actions. The fact that Coach Boeheim is staying on to continue coaching and that Dr. Gross is not staying on to be the athletic director is a function of their discussions and decisions with the chancellor.
Boeheim is 70 years old and was nearing retirement. He's become an iconic figure within the university community, but his retirement date is one move he's not making entirely on his own. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.